Today on Real Life Radio.
God doesn't care if you're Palestinian, Peruvian, Pomona-in. He doesn't care. He's looking for blood covering your life. And there's only one blood that can cover your life. It's Him.
This is Real Life. Welcome to Real Life Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. Are you looking for clear answers to end times prophecy? A topic often clouded by confusion, the end times question can be challenging, even for seasoned believers. That's why best-selling authors and hosts of the Prophecy Pros podcast, Jeff Kindley and Todd Hampson, have written The Prophecy Pros Illustrated Guide to Tough Questions About the End Times. This user-friendly guide is our current featured resource and is packed with charts, timelines, and infographics that deliver answers to future events like the rapture, the second coming of Christ, and life in heaven. So as you grow in your knowledge of God's plan for the future, your trust in Him will transform you and inspire you to face the future without worry or fear. With all that's happening in this world today, this book helps you easily understand how all this fits into Bible prophecy. The Prophecy Pros Illustrated Guide to Tough Questions About the End Times is available for a gift of any amount at our website, jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. On today's very special edition of Real Life Radio, Pastor Jack now with his message called Israel, What's Next? It's a message we're breaking to as we consider Israel, Bible prophecy, and the global shift in times of war. You see, believe it or not, the current situation in Israel, it really isn't about Gaza. It's not even about the Palestinians who are being used by Islam. This is Bible prophecy forming, as Israel will be forced to take greater actions. So today, Pastor Jack tells us that even out of the fog of war, there are increasing reports among believers in Israel of many Jews recognizing that Yeshua, Jesus, is in fact the Messiah that they've been waiting for. Now with his special message called Israel, What's Next? Here's pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs.
I will also give you as a light to the Gentiles, Jack, it says Jack right there in small print, that you should be my salvation to the ends of the earth. They're going to fulfill that, by the way, during the seven-year tribulation period. They're going to fulfill that passage. The Jews will be a bunch of Billy Grahams and Paul the Apostles all wrapped up into one. Can you imagine? You're going to just, man, there's going to be Jews running around telling the world the good news of that God saves. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? Can you imagine Paul the Apostle with the internet? What if Paul the Apostle had a Twitter page? Look what he did and he didn't have any of that. Isn't it amazing? The guy preached to the known world and he didn't have a plane. Can you imagine? Okay, here we go. Where are you going? I'm going to preach to the ends of the earth. But that's what he did. Jesus never traveled more than 200 miles. Paul the Apostle, I forget the number, but it's in thousands of miles. 2,000 years ago. Daniel 7, verse 14. Then to him was given dominion. This is of the Messiah. And glory and a kingdom that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. This is what's coming, people, in the future. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall never pass away, and his kingdom, the one which shall never be destroyed. That's the team I'm playing for. Isaiah 60. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. The Gentiles shall come to your light. He's speaking about Israel. And kings to the brightness of your rising. God is doing a work. I know it looks horrible right now. And according to the Bible, according to the scriptures, there's terrible days ahead. But Israel will never cease to exist. God says so. And eventually, he will establish his throne from Jerusalem, from the throne of David, the Bible says. Amos, these are all Hebrew prophets. Amos 9, verse 14. I will bring back the captives of my people Israel. They shall build the waste cities and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and drink wine from them. They shall also make gardens and eat fruit from them. I will plant them in their land, and no longer shall they be pulled up from the land I have given them, says the Lord your God. Amos 9:15 says, no matter what's going on in Israel, no matter how many people die, Israel will never again cease to be Israel. It may be brought under great attack, but it's never going to go away. Never. And Islam's got a huge disappointment coming. No, I'm not being funny. I believe God's going to use that to open up the eyes of Muslims. By the way, right now, listen, I've been on the phone all week. I've been talking to people in Israel. Listen, there are so many people, so many Jews that are talking now to their believing Jewish friends and family saying, tell us about Bible prophecy. Tell us about Yeshua. Tell us again. Jews are coming to Christ. Listen, Islam, I know it doesn't feel like it. Islam is losing converts. More Muslims are coming to Christ than any other time in history. If you missed a couple weeks ago when the expert, Jay Smith, was here, you must see that sermon that was delivered in this pulpit. He's the greatest living expert on Islamic doctrine. He's a Christian apologist, and you must hear that message. You've got to hear it. Remarkable. God has a name. Yah is his name. Yahweh, salvation. And he says, I will not turn anyone away who comes to me. Amen. I'll do this fast. Number seven is, six. Six. Where's God in all these things? Psalm 2, verse 1. Why do the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together. That's called the UN. I mean, you think about it. See, Jack, how can you say that? It's so easy. Since the creation of the United Nations, no other nation has been condemned and rebuked and have official documents filed against them, legal documents, but Israel, 104 times. The closest nation that comes to that, I think it's Syria at 37. China, zero. I'm not kidding. Go look it up. That's on the Britannica. Go look. Why is the United Nations always condemning Israel? That's why. They're called the UN, stands for United Nothing. Or the unnecessary. But don't worry, you pay for 75% of the whole thing. Set themselves together against the Lord. There's his name, Yah. And against, whoop, what? Against his what? Whoop. Now listen, my Jewish friends. We got a problem now. This is King David talking to us. They take counsel together against the Lord and his anointed. The one anointed is the word also translated Messiah or deliverer, or we use the word savior. That implies in the Hebrew that the Lord is going to send to the earth, first to Israel, a savior. Just from this psalm right here. Are you guys with me? Well, let's go on. Let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us. That's what the crazies are saying. Well, verse 4, he who sits in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall hold them in derision. Then he shall speak to them in his wrath and distress them in his deep displeasure. Yet, I have set my king on my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord has said to me. Okay, stop. The Lord is the same one that's in verse 2. And the me is the same one that is the anointed. Y'all get that? Mark it down. It's not hard. You are my son. Today I have begotten or glorified you. Ask of me, who? The Lord. And I will give you, who? The anointed one, the nations for your inheritance and the ends of the earth for your possession. Just file that away, my friends. If you're a Muslim, if you're Jewish, or if you're a Christian and you're not sure what you believe, file that away. This is serious. Hosea 5:14. Hosea 5:14, I will be like a lion to Israel, like a strong young lion to Judah. I will tear them to pieces. I will carry them off. And no one will be left to rescue them. This is God speaking. Then I will return to my place until they admit their guilt to me and turn to me. For as soon as trouble comes, they will earnestly search for me. That's being lived out right now. You ever heard of the Holocaust? The book of Deuteronomy chapter 28 talks about the Holocaust. It didn't have to happen. But guess what? God says, you don't want me? Then I'll leave you alone to the desires of the world. And I'm going to wait. I'll wait until you invite me back. Sound familiar, Christian? Jesus said, I stand at the door of your heart and I knock. Listen, if Jesus was a religion, he would knock the door down. He's not a religion. You open the door. You don't open the door. You don't open the door. Listen, God says, put blood on your doorpost and lintel, and I'm going to pass over. The death angel will pass over. I'm going to be looking for blood. I've never had this answered. It's theoretical, but maybe who knows what. What if every Hebrew home in Egypt did that? What if a Hebrew home in Egypt didn't do it? Did God tell the death angel, pass through Egypt and look for Hebrews? He didn't say that. What did he tell the death angel to look for? Blood. What if your neighbor was an Egyptian? And he says, what are you guys doing? Putting blood. You're going to find out. Wait, what are you talking about? Our God spoke to us. And he wants innocent blood of a lamb to be put over the doorpost because the death angel is going to pass through tonight. What if that Egyptian said, I believe in that God? Read Isaiah 19. I believe in that God. Then go get some blood. No, that would have been the answer. Go get some blood. Go get a little lamb, innocent lamb. Put the blood there. Isn't it amazing? We come to the New Testament. What is God looking for? The blood of a lamb. Not any lamb. The lamb. On your life. God doesn't care if you're a Palestinian, Peruvian, Pomona in. He doesn't care. He's looking for blood covering your life. And there's only one blood that can cover your life. It's him.
You're listening to Real Life with Pastor Jack Hibbs. You know, to hear more episodes and maybe catch up in the series, just go to jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. And for now, let's get back to our teaching. Once again, here's Pastor Jack.
What's possibly next? I'm in a massive national pastor's thread, text thread. And I just simply said last Sunday, I said, well, now would be a good time to keep your eye on Damascus. And everybody said, what in the world are you talking about? And I said, you go read Isaiah 17 and Jeremiah 49, and you tell me what's going on. And lo and behold, later this week, Israel had to bomb the runways of the airport at Damascus and Aleppo because Russia was flying in military arms to Tehran, and then Tehran was flying them from Iran over to Damascus and Aleppo to supply Hezbollah weaponry. So Israel took out the runways so they couldn't continue to bring the armaments. What does the Bible say about this? Listen, Damascus has been one of the longest, oldest, continuously inhabited cities in the world, in human existence. Damascus is one of the oldest inhabited cities in the world. It's been inhabited since its creation. Are you hearing me? Yes. It's never been abandoned. It's been attacked. It's been taken captive. But it's always had people there. So this is what I'm looking for. I wouldn't doubt it any time. Isaiah 17:1, the burden against Damascus. Behold, Damascus will cease from being a city, and it will be a ruinous heap. Jeremiah 49:26 goes on to say about it, therefore her young men shall fall in the streets, and all the men of war shall be cut off in that day, says the Lord of hosts. Here it is. I will kindle a fire in the wall of Damascus, and it shall consume the palaces of Ben-Hadad. Ben-Hadad is the leadership. The word ruinous heap means uninhabitable. Boy, that ought to just get you pumped. We don't wish the demise of anything, but Bible prophecy will happen. So here's how I'm going to end. You ready? I'm going to end this way. And we won't be able to do worship, I don't think, right? Because it's just, it's too late. Here's where we end. The question is, regarding what's next for Israel, what's next for you? I'm going to lay this on pretty sarcastically, pretty heavy, but you might remember this. What in the world was King David talking about when he said, you ready? Psalm 22, verse 16, for dogs, that's a word for Gentiles, have surrounded me. Notice capital M, it's speaking about deity. Somebody is speaking and they're important. It's either the Lord or the anointed one. The congregation of the wicked has enclosed me. This is David. They pierced my hands and my feet. They never pierced David's hands in his feet. Just think for a moment. Who in history is famous for having their hands and their feet pierced? What in the world was the prophet Isaiah talking about when he said, Isaiah 7:14, therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and you shall call his name Emmanuel. You know what Emmanuel means? God is among us. Isaiah 9, verse 6, for unto us a child is born. Who cares? Babies are born all the time. Unto us a son is given. Wait, what are we talking about? Somebody donated a son. What do you mean? Well, let's find out. And the government will be upon his shoulder. His name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God. The word Everlasting Father is the one who governs time, the one that possesses and governs time, the Prince of Peace. Does that remind you of anybody? You guys, I'm reading from the Hebrew Scriptures. What in the world was Moses thinking about when in Deuteronomy 18:15 he said, the Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your midst, from your brethren, him you shall hear. What does that mean? Moses is saying, someone's greater than I am is coming. Amen. Think that through. What in the world was Jeremiah talking about when he said, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them out of the land to lead them out of the land of Egypt, my covenant which they broke, though I was a husband to them, says the Lord, verse 33, but this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No more shall every man teach his neighbor, but every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for they shall know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them, says the Lord, for I will forgive their iniquity and their sin. I will remember no more. Thus says the Lord, who gives the sun for light by day, the ordinance of the moon and the stars for the light by night, who distributes the sea and its waves roaring. The Lord of hosts is his name. If those ordinances depart from me, says the Lord, then the seed of Israel shall also cease from being a nation before me forever. In other words, it ain't gonna happen. Amen. What in the world was Zechariah talking about? In 9, verse 9. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughters of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. He is just, having salvation, lowly or humble, and riding on a donkey, a colt, a foal of a donkey. What happened? What happened on Palm Sunday? Yep. Exactly that. Yep. What in the world was Micah, the prophet, talking about in Micah 5, verse 2? But you, O Bethlehem, Ephrathah, which is genius. There were two Bethlehems at the time of Christ's birth. Two different counties. Same name, two different counties. You know, like we have Paris, and then there's Paris. Yeah. Notice your Bible says Ephrathah. That means the one that is near Jerusalem. The one that has the tower of Migdal Eder, where the priests would approve the sacrificial lambs for the temple. Yes. Though you are little among the thousands of Judah, little villages everywhere, yet out of you shall come forth to me the one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth are from old, from everlasting. Someone's going to be born in Bethlehem who is eternal. And here's where we end. Proverbs 30, verse 4, Solomon. Who has ascended into heaven or descended? Who has gathered the wind in his fist? Who has bound the waters in a garment? And who has established all the ends of the earth? What is his name? His name is Yah. You know that by now. What is his son's name, if you know? I call this the everlasting Jew stopper. No, listen, I've used this on all of my Jewish friends. Some of the friends you know, they're famous. I've used this verse to them, and they go, let me check it in the Hebrew. Go right ahead. They go in the Hebrew. One guy, I was on a bus in Jerusalem. This guy goes to me, it's stronger in the Hebrew. The English is weak. Can you believe that? Every Jew I know, I always say, hey, read Proverbs 30, verse 4. Tell me what you think. Go ask your rabbi that one. Not one has ever come back to me yet. What is my name? It's Yahweh, Jehovah. We already know this. And then he turns right around and says, can you tell me my son's name? It's the same one that's in Psalm 2, Isaiah 7, Isaiah 9. On and on we go. He who watches over Israel neither slumbers nor sleeps. Keep your eyes on the news, maybe, if you can handle it. But by all means, have your Bibles open. Let's stand. Heavenly Father, we praise you today for your truth. Inconvenient? Disruptive of spirit, maybe? Controversial? Everything you do is controversial, God. Loving, forgiving, merciful, kind? Yes. And as we speak of the pierced hands and the pierced feet, we know that your anointed one has come to Jerusalem, to an empty tomb, he leaves, just as the prophets foretold. So, Father God, in Jesus' name, in Yeshua's name, you would open the eyes of people to know that the price of sin by the Lamb of God has come. And there is the only hope possible is in him. And you are soon about to deal with Israel in its reawakening, and the gathering of the Jew will come soon. But Lord, your word is clear that when we hear the gospel, we are to say yes to it now. The ancient promise of eternal life. For the just shall live by faith. In Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen. Amen.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Life Radio with his special message called Israel, What's Next? Thanks for listening today, and our prayer is that the war in Israel, as it relates to end times events, is a wake-up call for all of us, that Jesus is truly the Son of God and the Savior of the world. Won't you come to Jesus today? We sincerely hope you do. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Life Radio. Today was day 4 of this message. If you'd like to catch up on the other episodes in this short series, go to jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Now, of course, a lot of us want to keep up with the war in Israel, get some good and accurate information, and we have a lot of updates coming from people that are really quite knowledgeable in this area. Pastor Jack, Amir Sarfati, Jan Markell, Barry Stagner, and more. Now, these updates will be available on the Real Life Network. Sign up for free at reallifenetwork.com. What exactly is Real Life Network? Well, it's a streaming service that brings you the best in cancel-free Christian and conservative content. You really should sign up at reallifenetwork.com. That's reallifenetwork.com. What is the ultimate point and purpose of Bible prophecy? Is it to scare us or prepare us? There's a special book by the prophecy pros, Jeff Kinley and Tom Hampston, that breaks it all down and makes it real simple, answering questions like, why are there different interpretations of prophetic Bible scriptures? How do we know which is correct? When it comes to symbolic prophecies, how do we decide to interpret them literally or metaphorically? The Prophecy Pros Illustrated Guide to Tough Questions About the End Times simplifies difficult and confusing aspects of last days prophecy using easy-to-understand language, diagrams, images, and statistics. If you've ever been unsure about the purpose, the context, or timeline of end times prophecy, let the Prophecy Pros put your mind at ease with this practical and informative guide. A copy of the Prophecy Pros Illustrated Guide to Tough Questions About the End Times will be sent to you when you donate to the Ministry of Real Life today. Get your copy at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Life Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Life Radio.